This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Led by the distinguished songs of Chrissy Amphlett, the Divinyls were a massive international success during the 80s and 90s. Well, we're about to start hearing from them again as founding member Mark McEntee returns next year, hitting the road with a talented new lineup. He joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Welcome to Joy.
Thanks. Lovely to be here in your fair city.
How long's it been since you've been to Melbourne?
It's been a long time since I sang. You can tell that. Yeah, the last tour.
Oh, wow, so that's going back a few years.
I can't even remember
when
it was.
Has it changed much?
I think it was 2007. The city skyline here has changed extraordinarily. There must be so much going on here, chaps.
It's changed rapidly over the last few years.
It has, but I can tell you, the music scene here still is the best in Australia. We've still got clubs, we've still got laneways, there's still good Australian live music played still in Melbourne.
That is fantastic, because that, I think, is what a lot of Australia suffers from, is a lack of live gigs these days, you know, very much so. To have people who can actually get out and play their instrument to people is really important.
Absolutely.
It's really an important thing. Keeps people grounded.
Well, if you've had a bad week at work, I mean, let's be honest, most people work in an office, nothing's better than live music on a Friday, Saturday night. It just releases all that stress. It gives you back all your energy again to go back and take on the world.
That's right.
Mark, can we go back to the 80s? You had one of the biggest...
I wish we could.
It'd be great, wouldn't it? One of the biggest ever publishing deals with EMI America. You were sharing management with Madonna, Michael Jackson. Did you expect the band to be that big?
Chrissy and myself always sort of wanted to do things outside the normal sort of square of things. I remember sitting with Chrissy, and we were writing songs at the time, and we went to the beach in Manly, and we were sitting down, we're going, where will we go? What will we do? You know, we used to think, let's go to Berlin.
Go to Berlin?
Let's go to Berlin. There's a interesting scene going on, you know. Yeah, so we used to always, like, dream outside the box, as it were, for that time in particular. So we always tried to do things different. And I guess after we'd put out a few songs or whatever, we sort of had the opportunity to do things a bit different and always try and look outside of, say, Australia or something like that.
So you thought big, because like most of us, we get our ideas and, you know, we hear our self-doubt saying, oh, look, you know, you're not going to make it or you're not going to do it. So it's great
to
hear.
You know what? There's always people in the world who will tell you that you can't be who you are and that you can't do this, you can't do that. And you know what? You've got to lift the finger, haven't you?
Yes,
absolutely.
You have to lift the digit to them. You can do whatever you want to do. And that's what Chrissy and me used to dream about a lot, you know.
And look what happened.
So from the Divinyls, I Touch Myself, was banned in many parts of the world and even radio stations here in Australia.
That's right.
Do you think if it was released today, it would have got a different reception, or was it the time?
Would it get a different reception today? No, I think it would probably still... I think progressive radio would play it, probably.
Yep.
But then there'd be a lot of, like, conservative people that would probably still get really offended by it.
Oh, well, there's always someone ready to get offended in the world, isn't there?
Oh, there sure is. There's so many people who can tell you that you can't do something. But here we all are.
Mark, what prompted you to reform the band?
Well, funnily enough, I was in Los Angeles having a holiday, and I got a call from my really good friend, Billy Steinberg, who Chrissy and myself used to work with. And he called me up and he said, Mark, I've got this girl in the studio recording and she wants to record one of your songs. Would you come in and play guitar? And I thought, no. And then I thought, yes. I will. And so I went into the studio, brought my guitar in, and I heard Lauren Ruth Ward singing. And she was doing one of the tracks, and I just went, wow, she's got a fantastic voice. Fantastic voice. And I don't know whether it's her upbringing. It's not. She's just got, you know, really cool voice. And the way she sang a couple of our songs, I just thought, wow. She's got a real Janis Joplin edge, like Chrissy had.
So they've got that rock gut. Do you know, like it's in there, it's naturally, it's going to come out. And
abso-frickin-lutely.
Yeah.
You know, whereas so many female singers these days, I don't get that feeling. And I thought she's just so goddamn unique.
Yeah.
And she's got a really interesting musical background. She's got a fantastic soulful voice. And she's in a really interesting musical scene.
But you're right, there's a lot of, you know, vocalists that just sound the same at the moment, and you know, out there.
There's sort of no real warmth to it, you know? For some reason, it's sort of cold and machinery.
Well, I think a lot of the young singers that are coming through, we're also addicted to social media. We're worried about our image. Let's go back to Chrissy. Yeah. She was a rock goddess. You mean, that's what she was there. It shined out of her every time she took the stage.
I know, you can
every
never.
Every time you came and saw her sing, it was just, all you guys on there, you rocked,
never,
you shone.
Never could you replace dear Chrissy, you know. So this isn't an attempt at replacing Chrissy. This is to do my songs that Chrissy and me wrote together with a lady who I reckon really has the balls to pull it off.
Great, good.
Because she has got the voice. And it was so funny, when I did this session with her in the studio, you know, I thought, oh wow, what a voice, Lauren. Then I thought, I wonder whether she would do a tour. And so I wasn't even going to ask, you know. I wasn't even going to go there.
What prompted you to?
Well, I sort of raised it with Billy. I had a bit of a talk to him. I said, oh, do you think Lauren would come and sing Chrissy's and mine old songs on the road? And he said, oh, I reckon she'd jump at it. And so I thought about it, percolated. And then I finally, you know, it was like popping the question to ask her to marry me, you know. It was like I threw down the engagement ring and then she said yes. Yeah, so it was really exciting. And then when she said that she'd do the tour with me, I thought, oh, great. And that's when I called up Frankie from Blondie, the other guitar player.
Other guitarist, yeah.
Who's going to come back on the road.
So you're going out there and you're playing the songs that you and Chrissy wrote and played together. What a great memory for you as well. So you're going to be able to feel her presence. You're going out there to show the rest of the world as well what we are missing.
I want to play to people in a sweaty rock gig again. And I want to bring the music back to people in front of them. And just rock out, you know. I mean, God, it's part of your DNA.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, when you write a song, if you like the song, it's part of your DNA. There's probably stuff you do too that you go, oh, I don't care if I don't really play that one again. But there's a lot of songs out there that you go, oh, I just want to play this one because I miss it.
Mark, could we potentially see some new Divinyls music down the track, or is it too early to say?
I think it's too early to say because you never know. The music business is so dependent on a team around you who will support you guys doing something. You know what I mean? Like,
what are you listening to today? What would be on your iPod shuffle? What music are you listening to?
I still like, you know, rock music, really.
So you still would be listening to...
I still listen to my favourite rock songs and also beautiful classical music. I love some classical stuff. I like Satie.
Excellent.
Mark, you'll be touring in Feb and March. How's it feel to be touring back home again?
Well, I'm not touring yet, so I don't know how it feels. But it's going to be sweaty and it's going to be rocking. And it's going to be really interesting because Lauren's version of our songs with her voice is going to be fantastic. Of Chrissy's lyrics, that will be playing to people once again.
Wonderful.
And Frankie will strangle guitars, and the drums will be thumping, and the bass will be a cracking.
So basically you're telling us on March the 7th, the Forum is going to go off with the Divinals.
What a beautiful building that joint is.
And it's great to see
bands coming back. It's a Moroccan-looking thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be Moroccan, all right. It's going to be Moroccan all Moroccan.
There's only one Melbourne concert, so if you want to grab your tickets early, get in at ticketmaster.com.au. Mark, we'll see you in March. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Joy.
Oh, thank you very much, Joy.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.